Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
So we're in week four of the month of December in our conversation with Andrew James Sawyers, our guest this week or for the month of December. We are talking about purpose. Last week she shared in detail about her relationship with God and how that was very critical in her purpose discovery. She talked about writing down her dream. She talked about paying attention to all that she saw, you know, and asking critical questions as to what to do next with the information that she got. So now this week we want to pick up where she left off last week by going into a greater detail in terms of when she started to apply that information and started to utilize her various gifts, what exactly happened next? Like, what was the results like? How was the relationship evolved? What happened with those around her? How she feel after all of this happening, the excitement and all that stuff? So we want to start there. Like, Anjali, tell me, what happened next, like, with your relationship with God? Because you talked about God like a person, and the information that you have gotten now kind of gotten you excited now, so you're doing stuff relating to what God has decided for you to do. So what happened next? Like, what's the evolution of your relationship with God? Did it stay the same? Did it change? Did it got more dynamic and intense? Like, share with me in terms of what does that look like.
Okay, I love that you said dynamic and intense, because that's exactly what's happening. Because there are levels to this thing, you know, just like how when you meet somebody for the first time and you're more of an acquaintance, and then you kind of decide, you know, do I want to go further with this relationship? And this can happen anywhere, at the workplace, or, you know, if you meet somebody anywhere at all. And if you think about friendships, any kind of relationship at all, even with your family and so on, if you really think about it, you're getting to know people, where you're at church or wherever it is, you know, that you interact with people, you find that you go through different stages of a relationship. And when you spend more time with persons, you find that you develop a more intimate relationship. And when I say intimate, I mean close. So you'd find that there are certain things that you would share depending on the level that you're at with this person, as opposed to somebody else who you probably would have just met. There are certain things, there are certain details about your life you wouldn't necessarily share with them. So I find, you know, on my end, that I've been getting more comfortable, or comfortable, I don't know which one you want to use, but sorry, that's the broadcast saying me. And I shouldn't apologize for it. That is the broadcaster in me. So depending on, you know, what's happening on a given day. And I should say this to you, you know, so apart from just praying with God or talking to God, because prayer for me, you know, is more like a conversation. So apart from, like I said to you, the protocols and so on, there are times when we're just in the midst of something, I just stop and pray. And when I say pray, I'm talking to God. So I've been doing a lot more of that even throughout the day. That's something I never really used to do before. You know, I usually just talk to God at the top of the day. Then it moved to me talking more to him at the end of the day. And this is based in scripture as well, in terms of meditating on scriptures, which is a key to being successful. So there's another text as well that just came to mind, in terms of studying to show yourself approved. So I realized that in my relationship with God, I discovered that he talks to us in different ways. And I can't say talk to me, because we're talking about me, but he really does talk to us in different ways. So I've been learning to hear God from day to day in terms of how he speaks. Sometimes I'm not sure and I will ask, because I love to ask questions. So I'm still discovering all of that, but I know he speaks to us, for example, through the Bible, and he speaks to us through dreams, and he also speaks to us through people. And I know that based on how we understand things, I've seen personally that God speaks to me in a way that I can understand.
Like, yeah, your mind said God speaks in a way that you can understand, right? What that mean?
So I realized that based on the level that I am at, right? So is okay. If you think about the developing stages of humans, and you realize, you know, you start at baby level, and then over time, you know, you get to the adult stage. So it's the same thing. So he's not going to reveal to you more than you can handle. He's gonna talk to you based on the level that you're at, so that you can understand what he's saying.
That makes sense. So as you shared in terms of how the relationship evolved from just rigid to more fluid.
Yes.
I would more describe it more from rigid to fluid. So what happened next? So when you got the information, you write them down and all of that. So that's well and good. But what did you do with all that information? And once you started to apply what God has revealed and you started to utilize your gift, what happened next? Before we get to how it made you feel, but what happened next?
So I actually saw that things started to shift, you know, and I was able to more and more like see God moving, in the midst of things that were happening. So let me see if I can break that down, because that may sound a bit, general or vague, but, because of the growing connection or growing relationship then, I'd say that I've been having with God, I realized the importance of not just writing down the information I received, but to also implement it. But I'm not going to act like I'm somebody who jumps at, you know, everything all the time. Sometimes I procrastinate, sometimes, you know, I question God about it, and because I want to know a lot of times the when and the how, and God continues to you know, grow me where that's concerned.
All right, give me one example of something that you, a clear instruction that you got and you implemented it, and to talk to me about the result, like one thing.
So I actually was shown a feature idea once. So I realized that I needed a feature to work on, and you know, I asked God to help me with an idea, and he gave me an answer. And how he chose to do that was through a dream that I had received from him. And then there was another feature that...
And this is for work, right?
Yes, this is for work. Okay. This is for work. There's another feature that I was given, actually. There was a feature that I was given to do by my superiors, and I was actually instructed that I needed to finish it by a certain time. It was clear as day, like I got the actual day of the week, like it needed to be finished by X time. But I will tell you, brethren and friends, that I missed that deadline, so I had to go back to God and pray about it, and I got a second chance, and I'm giving thanks for that. I got a chance to finish.
Okay.
Finish the feature.
Okay. So like how when you implemented these changes, I know you're walking in your purpose, and up to this point you haven't revealed what that is. So give us some clarity in terms of what was it that God told you that this is your, you can sum up in a, maybe a sentence, that this is what you're called to do. And while you are implementing that, how it made you feel compared to when you didn't know that thing?
Okay. I felt really lost. Honestly, I felt really, really lost. And the thing about it is a lot of persons would not necessarily know that because I look accomplished. So if you check LinkedIn, for example, if you look at my resume, if you are familiar with what I do, if you have ever seen me in action or anything like that, you would think that I had it all together, but I really didn't. And that's the truth. So I felt really lost. And I knew that I really, really needed to get to the place where I was feeling more fulfilled about what I was doing. So what happened was when I started to, first of all, I was writing. Part of why I wasn't even fulfilled for a while was because of how I was writing. I wasn't writing in the way that speaks to me or how I communicate. I saw how other persons were writing, for example, and I was trying to be like them and write like them, and was always feeling like I fell short because I didn't think that I met the standard in terms of the comparison. But once I got to the place through the help of a friend as well, in terms of how I like to tell stories, for example, and you may not think it's a big deal, but it actually is. So once I got to the place where I understood exactly how it is that I love to tell stories, and that's actually human interest type features, and you, Andre, were actually the person that helped me to rediscover this, because I, you know, we spoke several times and I would always talk about the fact that I love to see stories of persons, you know, overcoming obstacles, for example. And those were the kinds of stories that I, you know, found impactful. And that's what I enjoyed talking about. And you actually helped me to see that that's how I should be writing. And that I could still convey the information, even though I work with government media, I could still convey the information that was required for the public to understand what it is, you know, that the government is doing in terms of their policies and programs. And also, you know, as well, be able to share how somebody would be benefiting from an initiative that the government would have implemented. So after a while, I realized that it was the features in terms of the writing process for me, like I've started shaving down the time. So it would have taken me a longer time because I was trying to write the features like how I thought it shouldn't. And that would have been me comparing myself with other people. And once I found my groove, I realized I started shaving down the time, which was significant in terms of the writing. I also found that I was more pleased with my work even before it was edited, and I was satisfied with the edit as well. And at the end, when I would be listening back to the feature to approve it for broadcast, I just felt a sense of fulfillment, like, yes, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Okay. That's really interesting and wonderful. You have been dancing around this since the first week. But what is it? Tell us, what exactly did you discover that God said that this is you?
So I realized that I'm an encourager, and it's something that I have been doing for a while, but without much guidance or direction. But once I made that discovery, it made it more purposeful for me in terms of how I'd go about doing it. When I was doing it without any direction, that would have been at the point where I would be able to pour into people and encourage them and all of that. But I wasn't doing the same thing for myself. And a lot of persons are surprised when I share that with him, but that was what was happening. So I found that when I started to encourage myself more, and when I say encourage myself, I actually use scripture to encourage myself. So when I say encourage, I mean affirm myself in terms of what God says about me, and in terms of, you know, what he says that I can do and what I'm here to do. So I found that once I started doing that, and when I said that, I mean encouraging myself and affirming myself, I was in a better position to affirm others. And this time I was using more affirmations from the Bible. So I had my affirmations now, my encouragement now are biblical based. And that's because I would have been searching the scriptures and studying and all of that. So I'm speaking from experience and speaking from a place where, you know, I would have fed my spirit with these scriptures, and I'm able to share those with persons.
Okay. And the last question I want to wrap with, in terms of how did that encouraging gift translate into you being in your career now in media and otherwise?
Okay, so apart from the encourager aspect, I also discovered that I am a nurturer.
Okay.
I had no idea, but it's something that I wasn't really practicing. I was doing more of the encouraging than the nurturing. So it's still something I'm learning. I'm not sure if I can tell you where I'm at in terms of beginner, intermediate, expert, or advanced. I'm not sure where I am exactly. But once I made that discovery, I realized that I was able now to, instead of getting frustrated, for example, I can give you an example. So whenever I call persons to get an interview done, sometimes, some of them, they are not comfortable with speaking. And I find that I use encouragement and I will nurture, and the nurturing process as well, to get them to a place where they're comfortable. I find as well that when I'm doing a live interview, I do the same thing. So it's been coming to me more naturally now in terms of implementing that. So I realize whenever that's one of the ways that I'm seeing it, in terms of and I find that when I nurture the person I'm interviewing, because sometimes it may be the first time they're doing the interview, or they don't have much experience, for example, or they may not feel like they're comfortable with the topic, even though it's the work that they do. But I find that some persons hear, you know, I'm going to be recording them, is that they start to get anxious. And because Andre, and you know this, like you call the person or they're in studio and you start talking to them, and once you say, okay, we're gonna record now, it's like they freeze, you know, sometimes. And I find that I'm learning to be more patient and to use my encourager and nurturing skills to get the work done.
Okay. All right. So to close, you have shared several principles, a lot actually. So just to conclude, you shared that it's important for us to have a deep relationship with God and to use our giftings in our environment. Also, mm-hmm. You also shared about paying close attention to you as your uniqueness and use what you have, as opposed to compare yourself with others, and that's huge. And you said that you have replaced all your affirmations with stuff from scripture as well, and that you have been slowly utilizing all that you have been given on the job, which makes life more easier. So you have made this distinction now between what the gift that you have and applying that same gift on the job, and that you are now more fulfilled than you were before you actually discovered these things. All right, so given some questions, no persons can think about to actually reach that final place in terms of discovering what they like and using that on the job and all of that stuff.
So what is it that I like to do? So this could be, you know, like interest, a hobby, movie, or anything at all. What is it that I like to do and why? And what are my unique qualities? Because, of course, we're all set apart. We're all unique. So what are my unique qualities? And how can I use my unique qualities to fulfill my purpose? How important is my voice? And how can I use my voice to create an impact? I think the next question that I would want to ask is, am I willing to put in the work that is required to fulfill my divine purpose?
All right. Thank you, Anjui, for spending the time with us this week and for sharing your template, I would say, of moving from a rigid to a fluid relationship with God and to having a purpose-driven life that you can actually utilize where you are now. Thank you for all that you've shared. And this week we have been speaking with Anjui James Sawyers, writer, producer, presenter from at the Jamaica Information Service, gluten-free enthusiast and advocate for persons living with autoimmune disease. You can find her on Instagram at I am A-N-J-U-I-I on Instagram. You can find all our details there. And I am Andre Palmer. And that's it for me this week. Until next time, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.